Hey there, brother. It's Steve Horsman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you again for tuning in today. Today I want to talk about why marriage counseling tools don't mix very well for some men. In this video, I want to talk about two things that are prerequisites for men before the conventional wisdom of marriage counseling is helpful. What we found out is that men who go to marriage counseling get thrown a lot of tools, a lot of tactics and strategies and exercises to practice when they get home to try to improve their relationship. But this is like giving a teenager some tools to use when they're not emotionally and mentally prepared for it. And it's like telling a teenager on the playground, hey, don't worry what other people think about you, as if that bit of wisdom is going to help them, because that's all a teenager thinks about is what other people think about them. Because when we're younger, we are massively insecure and immature, and we're not able to stand on our own 2 feet of confidence and worthiness. Everything outside us defines our experience of well-being and happiness. And this is why tools in marriage counseling are very ineffective for guys who haven't done the pre-work first. And we find this out when a guy does this work with coaching with the men that we work with, and they go to marriage counseling, suddenly they start to see the wisdom behind getting mentally and emotionally prepared, grounded in your masculine sense of power and worthiness. So when you're with a counselor and you're given some tools to use at home, you aren't preempted by feelings of fear and frustration and resentment and agitation and all those knotted gut feelings that we have when we are not fully grounded in our own sense of self. So what are the two things that I say are more important than marriage counseling tools? The two crucial things a man must have if he wants a happy, sexual, secure marriage. Those two things are thinking and doing. And this is something that you can only get at a very deep level. Forget the toolbox for now, but I want you to think about how you think about your thoughts on a daily basis. Do you think you're a puppet on a string? Do you think you're screwed? Do you think you're being rejected? Do you think you're being emasculated? Do you think you're angry? Do you think you're frustrated? Do you think that you are being minimized or ignored? It's all those thoughts that cause the knots and the sleepless nights. And then what these thoughts cause when you have these thoughts is behavior that follows in suit. The behavior is retaliatory, argumentative, defensive, critical. Sometimes it's the silent treatment, and it is always causing behaviors that are contemptuous. And it goes back to the playground when we're kids. We tend to react that way when we get our feelings hurt. The reason marriage counseling tools are not effective right off the bat, unless you've done your work, is because you'll take those tools with a very resentful, retaliatory kind of mindset. So thinking first, the way you think about your manhood, about your worthiness, about your sense of peace and groundedness as an individual, thinking is one of the most important things you have to get under your belt before you can start being effective in your marriage and start creating the happy sexual marriage you want. Because thinking is the first thing. And you know what I've already said, what follows thinking is the doing. Everyone tries to do things first to fix their marriage. I'll do that. I'll ask her this. I'll try this. I'll try that. And none of it works. You're just throwing darts hoping something's going to stick. And so when you get your thinking right, you suddenly start doing, that is saying and demonstrating and behaving in ways that are incredibly productive and effective in the process of rebuilding trust, rebuilding a sense of connection, rebuilding a sense of emotional intimacy and safety, which all lead toward physical intimacy and sexuality. First things first, and that's why we do this coaching with men, because we believe that to have a happy, secure, safe, and sexual marriage, you have to start with a happy, secure, emotionally grounded man at the helm. And so it sounds a little strange. It sounds like, doesn't she have a responsibility? Of course she does. We're not saying women don't have a crap load of responsibility. They carry half the weight. But what we know so far in this work is that the most effective men in repairing a marriage and restoring a sense of connection and intimacy, affection, and then in sexuality, is that they first focus on becoming a secure, mature, grounded man. So when he uses the tools, he looks very skilled. He looks very confident. He looks very self-aware, and he's trustable. And when that happens, everything starts to change. Men say it's the most liberating feeling in the world to start thinking about their thoughts in a more productive and effective manner, which changes the way they feel about everything, which makes them much more deliberate and conscious about what they're doing and what they're saying and how they are responding. And so that's one of the two things, thinking and doing. They precede all of the fancy tools that you learn in books and marriage counseling. That's what this whole coaching thing is about, is getting you to this place of grounded, confident clarity, to where you feel more secure and confident in yourself than you've ever felt. And from there, you can start leading the transformation in your relationship that you really want. Hope that helps you today. I appreciate you watching. Take care. Bye-bye.